This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
U.S. Federal Reserve officials are meeting this week. On the agenda is the big monetary question this year. When does the U.S. get to the point that too many jobs have been created? In other words, when do policymakers have to raise interest rates? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes it from here.
Fed watchers are obsessed with two words right now. Considerable time. That's how long the Fed says it'll hold interest rates near zero after next month when it stops pumping money into the economy by buying bonds. So what's next? An immediate increase in interest rates?
No.
Jonathan Lewis is the chief investment officer of Samson Capital Advisors.
I would say the economy has strengthened, and so therefore that's why they might change their language. They've got good reason to change the language, but not good reason to act.
Okay, so what does the Fed say? It has to pick its words carefully. Kevin Logan is chief U.S. economist at HSBC Bank.
So this is the trick that they really have to pull off next week, how to change their language without creating the impression that they're likely to raise rates sooner.
Because nobody expects an interest rate hike until the middle of next year. Any words to the contrary from the Fed would spook the financial markets, and nobody wants that. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.